Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. I'm Tyler Cooper, Lockernome Mobile Lifestyle Contributor and webmaster of tylersworld.com. If you missed me last week, I was off on spring break, but I'm back with your weekly dose of tech advice. For the past year, it seems, I've been after a smartphone. I use the term smartphone loosely. It is a cellular phone with a PDA, web, and email functionality. The quest began for me with the HP iPad 6315 from T-Mobile. I was so excited when I first started playing with this phone because it has Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and it's a pocket PC. Everything was great until I realized the slow processor just wasn't going to cut it. On top of that, the thumb board was a pain to carry around, and switching between Wi-Fi and GPRS data is a fairly complicated endeavor, which made quick surfing more difficult if I had switched locations. As you know, if you run Windows on your computer, it seems to just lock up at random, and the Pocket PC phone edition is no different. Except when your phone locks up, your phone's not ringing. Everything's going straight to voicemail. That got real annoying, real fast. And for some reason, SMS is never sent from the phone, so I returned that guy. One more quick note about the iPad. Dialing a phone with no keyboard is extremely difficult while driving, not to mention it can be cumbersome to close applications and even get to the phone screen. Always consider that if you drive, these PDAs could cause a serious wreck. Be careful. The next smartphone I used was the Sony Ericsson P800. If you want a smartphone for simple web surfing, reading your email, and a great phone, this is for you. The P800 runs on the Symbian OS and has a great deal of application support and runs really well. The phone does a great job of being both a phone and PDA, which is the problem with many others. My complaints with the P800 are that it feels cheaply made and that I've broken three or four styluses and the optional flip on the front. It doesn't have a keyboard, but still, if you look on eBay, this phone can be found very cheaply and does everything well. I have VNC on mine and use Bluetooth to control my Macintosh with Sailing Clicker. If you don't want to jump into the smartphone world with both feet, get the P800. It shouldn't hurt your wallet and you'll love it. If you want to jump in with both feet, a really great device is the newer P900 or P910. I've also heard of a new P1000 coming out, but that's still rumor. This is a great device for someone who isn't necessarily after supercomputer power in their pocket. It's for someone who wants a simple, straightforward PDA phone. I love my P800. It does have its shortcomings, though, but I can't say enough great things about it. While driving, the P800 is also easy to use with or without the flip, which is nice. And the jog dial keeps you from pulling out the stylus all the time. The next smartphone I checked out was the Palm One Trio 650. First, let me say wow. If you've got some money to drop on a smartphone, you're not going to go wrong with the Trio. Now, to be honest, the Trio isn't making it into my pocket anytime soon. I prefer the Windows OS on a phone and still waiting for the right implementation. The Trio has a full QWERTY keyboard, a bright 320 by 320 screen, and a 300-some-odd megahertz processor. It plays MP3s, gets emails, and surfs the web brilliantly. This is a really great phone, and I've enjoyed using the Trio for the past few weeks immensely. I would seriously think about this device for myself. However, it worries me that the display is not protected. I'm klutzy and have broken a few screens before. I'd have to be more careful or have a backup phone for going out, which defeats carrying one device all the time. But that's just me. The Trio runs Palm OS, which is implemented extremely well, and it's very easy to use, especially in the car. At any point, you can press the send button on the phone, and the phone screen appears, and then you can dial the number from the real keyboard. Thumbing out messages is also very easy and comfortable. I want to give some advice to all of you looking at smartphones since I've been on the hunt for a while. Remember to think about your lifestyle and what features you really need in terms of battery life, keyboard, and can you use it while driving, or maybe you take the train. If you travel out of the country, you should look for a tri-band world phone. And also think about if you're better with Windows, Palm, or Symbian and what operating system you use to synchronize it with. While researching this article, I spoke with a great press rep over at Nokia who recommended a website called HandyPhone that syncs up your Outlook or PIM info to a SyncML-compatible mobile phone over the air. This is a really cool idea, and I'd check it out if you're in the market for a smartphone. I know I've just laid down a lot of information about smartphones. If you have any questions, I really will help you. I'm still in the search for a smartphone, and if I can make your search any easier, shoot me an email. And you can read everything that I've just talked about on tylersworld.com or at thechrisperilloshow.com. Visit both sites and tune in next week for more from me, Tyler Cooper. Have a great week.